This land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into today's show of Monday, October 30th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This Monday show recapping what they did last week in the state Senate, the clean energy reform package of bills. While the Democrats were passing that in the Senate, the House Democrats introduced need-based energy pricing, House Bills 5215 through 5222. Well, this week, the Senate plans to take up the House Bills 4476 and 4477, which would criminalize any acts or deeds that you do or speech that the government deems desecrates, quote unquote, an institution. What do they define as an institution? A school, a business, a campground, whatever they deem as being an institution. If you say anything bad against it, or act, carry out a deed against it, you could be prosecuted. Now, the lead sponsor of this bill, these two bills, excuse me, 4476 and 4477, the main sponsor is Noah Arbit. Who is Noah Arbit? A-R-B-I-T. He's an openly gay homosexual male from Bloomfield Township. Freshman, newly elected, a homosexual, gay, openly, brags about it, introduced the bill as the main sponsor. Who were all the co-sponsors? Basically all the Democrats. The communist Rajiv Puri, Betsy Kofia from Traverse City area, 103rd. Every single communist socialist in the state house co-sponsored the bill. Surprisingly, even Karen Whitsitt, the Democrat state rep who will not vote for Medicaid dollars to pay for abortions. The one that Donald Trump saved her life, telling her about ivermectin. She went to the White House to thank Donald Trump for it. She even sponsored this. Now, it was introduced on April 26th of 2023, what is the synopsis sentence? Create crimes for malicious destruction and crimes of institutional desecration. If you do anything, if you carry out an act, you spray paint the side of a school building. Well, that is malicious destruction of an institution. If you say anything bad about a government school, that is hate speech. Then they took a vote on it. June 20th, 2023, before the summer break. It passed with bipartisan support, 83 to 26. I'm going to tell you who the 83 and the 26 are. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. Now, understand that the House is adjourned today, so they're not going to be voting on anything today. They come back and go into session tomorrow, Tuesday, October 31st, the House at 12 noon. The Senate, same thing, but they go back into session tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. And you have to understand that these two bills that were passed in June 83-26 was the vote tally. 83-26 added up, 109. Well, one state representative, Bob Bazat, didn't vote on it. I don't know if he was sick that day on June 20th, excused or not. All the Democrats voted. All 56 Democrats voted for these two bills. Again, would make it a crime that if you did an act or a deed or you spoke badly and the government deems that you desecrated an institution, you could be found guilty of a hate crime, hate speech. Criticize a school, a business, a campground, whatever it is that they deem is called a, quote, institution, end quote, you could be charged with hate crime, hate speech. Now, you have to understand the process, folks. 83 state representatives voted for it, 56 being Democrats. That means 27 Republicans joined them and voted for this attack, this assault on our First Amendment rights. So all the Democrats, all 56, that's a given. But listen to the names of the 27 Republicans. I know the list is a little long, so bear with me. It's in alphabetical order. Tim Bisson, Matt Burling, Ann Bolin, State Representative Ken Borton from the 105th in Otsego. Ken Borton voted for this. William Brook, Nancy Dobear, Jay D. Boyer, Graham Filler, Phil Green, Matt Hall. Matt Hall wants to be the Speaker of the House in the event the Republicans take back the majority next year. But yet he voted for this, just like Ken Borton. Mike Harris, Gina Johnson. Many of us know Gina Johnson. I know her personally. She used to run the Michigan House of Prayer across the street from the state capitol, voted for these two bills. Thomas Kuhn, Tom Kuntz, Sarah Leitner. Sarah wanted to be Speaker. Luke Meerman, Dave Ajima, Barb Ajima down in Kent County. Did you hear what I just said? Luke Meerman. Mike Miller, Pat Outman, Kathy Schmaltz, Bill Schuette Jr. Yeah, former Attorney General's son voted for this. Brad Slagg, Alicia St. Germain, Donnie Steele, Mark Tisdale. He's one of the Rhino Republicans in the toss-up district that they're trying to replace in Rochester Hills next year. The Democrats want that seat. Is that why you voted for it, Mark? Greg Van Workum and Doug Wozniak. These 27 Republicans joined all the Democrats in voting to make speech a hate crime. If it desecrates, quote unquote, by their definition, an institution, quote unquote, by their definition. Can't make this stuff up, people. I've got the links to the bill, to the vote. If you want the link, text me HS, not for high school, hate speech. And I'll text you the link that has the vote on it, where you can see the 83 yes votes, all Democrats, along with the 27 Republicans. 56 Democrats, 27 Republicans. I will text you the link. Now, the thing you have to understand, there were all Republicans that voted against it, the 26 no votes. Who are they? And you need to know. Alexander Aragona, Brian Begal, the former county sheriff that's introducing the bill where you have to have 5 years of law enforcement experience before you can run for county sheriff. Yeah, he voted the right way on this one. Beeler, Steve Cara, the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. Cam Cavett for the 106th voted against it. Thank you, Cam. DeSana, Fink, Fox, Neil Frisky voted against it. Green, Hoadley, Matt Maddock voted against it. Mark Cannon, Martin, Paquette, Possumus, are you kidding me? Brian Possumus voted the right way? Preston, Angela Regas, my state representative, John Roth, Josh Shriver, who I had on the show, Rochelle Smith, Dave Agema helped endorse her and got her elected, voted the right way. Thomas, Kurt Vanderwall, are you kidding me? Vanderwall must not have taken the money. Wenzel and Zorn, not voting Bob Bazat. Text me HS. And I will text you this link. And then you can text it to them. Text it to them and say why. Why did you vote to make speech a hate crime? Folks, I can almost guarantee you if this gets passed in the Senate this week and Governor Gretchen Whitmer signs it, I can almost guarantee you that I will be charged with a crime on this show. My First Amendment rights will be completely hindered. I can't say anything that, quote, desecrates an institution. Are you kidding me? An institution that they deem would probably be a government department, a government building, a government function, especially when it comes to the communist government schools. This is amazing. And I remember it passing the House, but I thought there was no way they were going to take it up this year. I didn't think it would see the light of day. Clayton up in Pickford. So no more bad reviews or comments on products that they deem to be an institution? That's right. Miss P and Petoskey, I came in late for the program. Why are you late, Missy? I demand an explanation. What were you doing? House bills 4476 and 4477. I'll text you the link to the 4476. Passed in the House 83-26. All 56 Democrats and 27 Republicans voted for this package of bills. And the Senate are going to take it up starting tomorrow. This is absolutely amazing. When you see Ken Borton, text him this link. If you know Ken Borton, if he's your state representative, text me HS. Again, not high school, hate speech. I'll text you the link. You can show him his yes vote on House Bill 4476, 4477 just expands it, provides for the punishment. This is unbelievable. And I didn't realize, I apologize, folks. I was so crazy busy covering all the other bills they were voting on. I did not research this one well enough. This is my fault. We could have held them accountable all summer long. When I saw Ken Borton on Mackinac Island and I yelled at him from the taxi, Why'd you vote for HB 44, 76, and 77, Ken? But I was going by him at probably, what, 5-6 miles an hour. Wouldn't have been able to have an opportunity to jump off the taxi. Jim wants it. I will text it to it. No, this is state. These are state bills. No, John. No, John, I did not say Michelle Hatenga. She's in the Senate. They're voting on it this week in the Senate. Never said Hatenga. I read off the names of the Republicans in the House. Michelle is in the state Senate. I'm sure she's going to vote absolutely no against this. I don't even have to question her on it. But Ken Borton voted for it. Matt Hall voted for it. Gina Johnson voted for it. Bill Schuette Jr. voted for it. Phil Green. Graham Filler. Are you kidding me? Another rhino that's in a toss-up district. Yeah, this is amazing. County Commissioner William Hamilton, Donald LaPierre. Phil Green is my rep. Time for him to go. I'm going to text you the link. Here you go. And when you click on this link, guys, it pops right open. Thank you, RescueMichigan.com. It says expand penalties for hate crimes. Introduce April 26. There's a link there if you actually want to read the text and the analysis of the bill. There's a link right there in, looks like gold, right below the introduction date. Click on the official text and analysis. What does it do? Creates crimes for malicious destruction and institutional desecration. Again, Noah Arbit, openly gay state representative from Bloomfield, was the main sponsor. All these Democrats, unbelievable. Then just slide on down, votes on the bill. June 20th, 2023, House roll call vote number 175 on passage, passed 83-26. The blues are the Democrats, the reds are the Republicans. So it's very easy for you to extract the red names are the Republicans that joined the Democrats and voted for it. Then down at the bottom, against it, all reds, all Republicans, and Bob Bazat wasn't present. He didn't vote on it. Could have been present. He just didn't want to vote. Rick, you need to ask your buddy Bob Bazat, did he take the money and just decided not to vote? There's the link, folks. Right in your face. We're going to talk, make a mention. Missy will not be on the show today from My Peer Health Solutions. She fell and broke her hand, wrist, in two spots. She's on pain medication this morning. We're going to postpone her discussion with us this week until probably Wednesday or Thursday. When you fall, don't stick your hand out to break your fall. Try to tuck your arm and your hand in and land on your shoulder. It's a bigger joint, can protect you better. And roll with the fall. Bottom of the hour, news break hour number 2. We'll be right back.